It's the Pirates Week for Sunday, August 30th, 2009.
Only FDC will not catch me. My life to live. I transmit our song. They say that it's wrong, 'cause I never paid them the dough. So curse ye, scallywags, you'll never take away my pirate radio.
Well, I am Ragnar Danisjold, and this is The Pirates Week, a show dedicated to pirate radio, concentrating on the shortwave spectrum, pirates in the news stories, and news from around the blogosphere this week, and we're going to go through some relevant forum postings like we always do, that we find on the internet, including the Free Radio Network and Note Stations Log per the Free Radio Weekly. We got a couple off-air recordings for you this week, and a couple closing thoughts from me, so stay tuned. It's a Pirates Week.
Almost live from the Fooking Ionosphere, it's the Pirates Week with Ragnar Danisjold.
Well, hey, how's everybody doing this week? The last week of August 2009 definitely have cooled down here quite a bit in the last couple days. Damn, getting pretty much going to have to put the hard top on the Jeep if it keeps cooling down like this. One good thing, though, the static crashes, the summer storm season is pretty much over. I pulled the air conditioner unit out of the window here in the at the home QTH, and definitely getting into fall, which is cool. Not a lot of stuff going on in pirate radio this week. Been scouring the intertubes looking for some material for you this week. We will be relying kind of heavily on the off-air recordings this week. Like I said, not a lot of news stories. Do have some interesting stuff coming up. Hey, that being said, and hey, no disrespect to Paul in the UK, I received this email as a heads up. He reports that Radio Albatross has been quite active in the UK. 819 kilohertz. It has been reported in both the UK and in Belgium, also Holland. And the broadcast on Saturday about once a month with rock music and some offshore radio programs, also being heard on 87.6 megahertz in Suffolk, UK. I found some more info on Radio Albatross on the Digital Spy forums. DJAE reports that Albatross is a group of original radio pirates putting up a fairly professional program a few hours on the weekends. FM signal is fairly local and in stereo, 87.8 FM. And a little more digging found, according to the operator of the station himself, the antenna is a Marconi T, 13 meters high with a 30-meter top. The transmitter is running about 250 watts. The station says its target area is Suffolk, South Norfolk, and North Essex on 87.8 FM, but is also being received on 819 kilohertz in the UK and in the Netherlands. Hey, big shout out to Radio Albatross over there in the UK, putting out a pretty decent little signal, and very cool. Okay, hey, with that being said, let's get into what I have for this week's Pirates in the News.
Pirates in the news.
Well, I do have one sort of pirate radio news item for you this week. Pirate Radio Boom Boom, broadcasting from the beaches of Barbados.
This is Radio Man of Boom Boom, a non-commercial radio station.
Get your island on.
And here's the weather, New York.
Sunshine.
Paris.
Sunshine.
Moscow.
Definitely.
Sunshine.
Tokyo.
Sunshine! It is 1 a.m. in Tokyo, Bernard.
Details. Minor details.
Always drink responsibly.
Yeah, it's not actually a pirate radio station, but it is an ad campaign featuring a pirate radio station, Radio Boom Boom, for Malibu Rum. You can see all the clips of the TV commercials on YouTube. The new campaign is based around the comical antics of MC Wonderful and DJ Bernhard, who runs a pirate radio station, Radio Boom Boom, on the beaches of Barbados. The duo is featured in a couple ads currently showing in the U.S. where their fans can tune in to Radio Boom Boom radio shows via the campaign website, radiomailboomboom.com. The site also tells a story of the radio station, how the two disc jockeys via several online films. Yeah, like I said, not really a pirate radio in the news, but it is pirate radio being used in a television ad campaign for Malibu Rum. Very cool, actually, to see a little more pirate radio going mainstream. In the blogosphere this year, there was a really good post on Radio Survivor this week. Sue Carpenter's book, 40 Watts from Nowhere, which actually has been around for a while. It's kind of a review of 40 Watts from Nowhere, about the evolution from a disgruntled DJ wannabe to a radio station manager. 40 Watts chronicles Carpenter's experiences founding and running two pirate radio stations, KPBJ in San Francisco and the far more successful KBLT in Los Angeles in the 1990s. It's also about the college community pirate scene in both of those cities, including her experiences in the Bay Area college station KUSF as a volunteer at KUSF. They're both a good read, the book and the blog post on Radio Survivor. Both links will be in the show notes.
Breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law.
The FRN Forum postings.
Well, taking a look around the internet for some relevant forum postings, starting off like we always do with the Free Radio Network, frn.net/vines. Mr. Shortwave posted a list of pirates that he has heard over on the West Coast. He goes on to say that outhouse radio usually has a very strong signal in the West Coast. Weak radio is usually strong. Barnyard radio is strong. Radio Bronco was a difficult catch. WTCR, that's a 20th century radio with a super strong signal. KIPM is no longer transmitting, but was always strong. KCBM is also no longer transmitting, but he goes on to report that these pirates were also in California in 2005 with probably a very strong signal, KCBM. And Undercover Radio has also been heard over on the West Coast with a strong signal. So Outhouse, Weak, Barnyard, Radio Bronco, WTCR, and Undercover all currently being heard over on the West Coast of North America with a pretty strong and decent signals. An official press release of the Rodent Revolution has announced that Commander Bunny's Facebook page is now accepting Shaq photos for all the Monkey Boy DXers. You want to go ahead and take a picture of your listening Shaq and send it over to Commander Bunny's Facebook page. I'll have a link to Commander Bunny's Facebook page on the show notes. Really cool place over there. I have befriended the Commander Bunny on Facebook. I'm also on Facebook now. Commander Bunny kind of shamed me into it, so I'm also on Facebook. Over in the workshop forum, Nothing 40 has revived an old post on AM transmitters, submitting a couple links to plans for the simplest transmitter you can build. HF Underground had an interesting post this week. Digital Signal Pro is looking to start an underground CW network. LC is interested, but he wants to know why, unless you want to curse in code. Digital Signal Pro says it's mostly just an intellectual pursuit. That may be the first time I ever used the word intellectual in the forum reporting segment. Okay, anyways, continuing on from the Free Radio Weekly, number 707, August 29th, 2009, covering the free radio activity from the 22nd to the 28th of August are the stations being heard this last week. Stations include Big Dog Radio, Captain Morgan, KXKVI, MAC Shortwave, Outhouse Radio, Pirates Week Relay. Hey, I always like to see the Pirates Week getting relayed on the shortwave bands. Also, Outhouse Radio, Radio Appalachia, Voice of the Robot, WBNY Radio Bunny, WEAK Week Radio, Wolverine Radio, and WTPR. That's Tire Pressure Radio, WTPR. All being heard this last week on the airwaves. Stations sending out QSLs this last week are the stations of Outhouse Radio, Voice of the Robots, WEAK, and KUSA North America.
This is WA3QIZ. Do you read me?
Seymour, isn't it about time you made a real friend?
Mother, please, I'm communicating with my fellow hams.
How do I talk? Push this button here. You're all losers!
Okay, let's get into some off-air recordings this morning. I don't have a lot in the off-air recording department this week. Conditions seem to have deteriorated a little bit compared to last week, but the ones I do have, I think I'm just going to let run a little bit longer, maybe up to 2 minutes or so for each clip. But before we get into that, let's kick into see if anybody's on air. It's Sunday morning, 1323 UTC. Oh, yeah. Six 925 upper sideband. Somebody's pounding away. A little overmodulated. Big signal though, S3 pushing S5, and I keep attenuation on this radio, so they're really thumping in. Okay, I'll turn that down. Yeah, somebody's going along on 6925 with a pretty decent signal this morning, Sunday morning, 1324 UTC. Okay, let's get into the off-air recordings. We're going to start off with Big Dog Radio. Big Dog Radio, William K. Hertz. Heard Big Dog Radio, 6925 upper sideband, 2315 UTC on the 26th of August, 2009. Take a listen to Big Dog Radio.
Yeah.
Huh, I guess there's two of us now using Judas Priest's Breaking the Law as a theme music. Okay, continuing on. Sea Lord down in Florida using his Tentec RX340 caught WMR, We Monkey Radio, 6925 Upper Sideband, the 28th of August. Take a listen to We Monkey Radio. Zane Radio caught KUSA 6925 Upper Sideband the 29th of August. He says moderate to weak signal coming into Chicago. Noise wasn't too bad. There was a couple static crashes in there. Take a listen to KUSA. Well, I kept that one short because it wasn't all that good of a recording. But KUSA does have an ID I did hear earlier in a broadcast that claims to be broadcasting with 1,000 watts. KUSA at 1,000 watts. Continuing on, William K. Hertz did catch WEAK, Week Radio, August 29th, 2009, around 20:30 UTC, 6925 Upper Sideband. Take a listen to Week Radio.
Thank you.
And finally, I recorded Ultraman on MAC, MAC 6925 AM, 2150 UTC, the 29th of August. This is Saturday night, last night, SINPO 42333. They were putting out a tremendous signal on AM, but there was a second station on upper sideband that was pretty weak, and it was under MAC the entire program. I was never able to ID that station on upper sideband, but at the end of the recording, you can hear me briefly switch over to a USB, narrow the filter way down, trying to isolate that UNID. It's real brief right at the end of the recording. But MAC was really throwing out the flamethrower signal on AM last night. Later, after they realized there was two stations on channel, they went over to 6850 and continued the show. But this is Ultraman on MAC.
Again, the email address, if you want to contact me, is macshortwaveradio@gmail.com. Let's hear some Rainbow, and the song is Difficult to Cure, a.k.a. Beethoven, and I am Ultraman. By the way, this is a song by Rainbow, done later by Deep Purple, but originally done by Beethoven. Figure that out.
Podcast, your home for shortwave pirate information. Piratesweek.info. That's piratesweek.info.
Anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here at all? Anyone here at all?
Well, I don't have anything for you on the other radio news front, so I thought I'd do something just a little bit different. I have a clip of a well-known FM pirate in the D.C., that's the Washington, D.C. area, WSQT, broadcasting progressive news and also available for download all over the internet. Take a listen to what you might hear on the Washington, D.C. airwaves, WSQT.
With a hook in his chest, it's a pirate!
Hook in my eye. This is WSQT Direct Action Radio, broadcasting on 88.1 FM from the heart of occupied Washington. We are news from the front line. We can be reached at WSQTRadio@hushmail.com. WSQTRadio@hushmail.com.
Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, August 26th, 2009.
Yeah, that was just a snippet of WSQT, progressive news pirate radio station out of the D.C. area. Then they're going into a relay of Palestine news. Kind of neat, kind of interesting to hear some of the FM pirates around the country. May start doing a little bit more of that. I always kind of threaten to do that. Okay, so what did we learn this week? Well, we didn't learn a lot, but we did learn that Commander Bunny's Facebook page is now accepting listener photos. You can go over there, links in the show notes, to upload your shack photo to Commander Bunny's Facebook page. We also learned Boom Boom Radio may not be a real pirate, but it's probably on your TV. And a CW Pirate Net may start up somewhere soon on the shortwave bands. That's all we learned this week. So, hey, as always, thanks for listening.
Boat Anchor Soft Glow to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web. We meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirates Week.
That's piratesweek.info.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.